Some background. Piero Pergoli. Piero Pergoli, Fermo, 1894, Falconara Marittima, 1969, was born into a family of Mazzini's followers in the Fermo area and made great sacrifices to graduate in medicine. At the age of 15, he was already an activist for the Italian Republican Party, and at 18, he was put on trial for contempt of the institutions. He was a volunteer during the First World War, and in October 1917, he was taken to the Austrian prison camps as a battalion physician. In the immediate post-war period, he fiercely opposed to fascism in the Marche area and was subjected to violent attacks by members of the fascist action squads. On the night of the 27th of December 1922, he suffered serious gunshot wounds. In 1924, he agreed to stand as a political candidate for the Italian Republican Party. But on the election day, he was apprehended by the fascists and forced to leave his home in Porto San Giorgio with his mother. During the fascist regime, he was struck off the medical register and lost his rank as an officer. Pergoli never stopped fighting against the fascists, and in 1929, he joined the Italian anti-fascist resistance movement, Giustizia e Libertà. Then in 1942, he became a member of the Italian Action Party, Partito d'Azione, and was heavily involved in its underground activities with the help of all his family members, including his daughter Livia, who was a partisan courier. He was arrested in May 1943, but his case never reached trial because Mussolini fell from power. Pergoli was one of the most prominent members of the National Liberation Committee of the Marche region in Ancona, and headed another anti-fascist organization called the Patriotic Action Group, which fought against the fascists and Nazi Germans occupying the city of Falconara. Between September and October 1943, he helped Goffredo Baldelli and Ferdinando Lucchetti to reach Brindisi, where they picked up a radio transmitter which would help them locate English and American officials escaping from the internment camps and allow the government of southern Italy and the Allies to contact members of the resistance. Immediately after the war, Piero Pergoli became chairman of the Medical Association for the province of Ancona.